Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with a dollop of positivity. It's a rainy day, but I did have a 5K this morning, and I did wake up wondering if I should even do it. It was raining pretty hard. The leaves were on the ground. It seemed to be slippery. And in fact, I didn't even pick up my bib ahead of time. I normally like to do that and put it on and drive there. Today, I merely had probably 20 minutes right before the race was to begin, when I finally got to the starting point. And quite honestly, I just decided, well, I'll just do it. I'll walk it. The last time I did the race, it was probably about, my time was about 41 minutes. And the time prior to that was 53 minutes because I had to walk it. After I started the race, I had shin splints. Anyway, so I was prepared to just enjoy it, enjoy the foliage. This is the best time of the year for a 5K, and a couple of times it's been rainy, but at least I'm not one of the half marathoners who also had the race today. It started raining towards the end of my 5K, so I can't imagine them enduring the rain. It came down pretty hard and it was probably really cold, but they all finished, which is a big congrats to them. For myself, I saw my friend, so I handed her my, I figured I'd have to carry my key, my car key, so that would be one thing in my pocket, but I wasn't wearing something that would, I wasn't wearing leggings, I was just wearing capris and it could always fall out of my pocket. So I'm grateful that my friend, who is an EMT, called my name because I didn't even notice her. I think my brain was like, oh, I got to go back to my car, put this away, and then stretch. But she called my name. We said our hellos, and I asked her if she could hold on to my stuff. And she did. So then I had a few minutes to gather my thoughts, waited for the race to start, and I didn't really have a strategy. So the only strategy I had was to just do it. It's a similar one that I had when I did the race in Ohio 2 weeks ago. Also didn't have anything on me, just wore a t-shirt, leggings, and just went for it. My time in Ohio was 40:38, which was pretty good, and for me. So for this race, my husband, when I was walking out, said, oh, you're going to do sub 40. I said, there is no way. And he said, well, you know the course, and why not? Just go for it. Again, I was just planning to walk it. In any event, I started out jogging a little bit. I walked a little bit. And then I think I just kept a steady pace for as long as I could, which is kind of what we did the past few weeks on the treadmill at Orange Theory, basically endurance run. I thought of it more as, okay, when we do endurance runs, we don't necessarily go our fastest. We just try to keep a steady pace for as long as we can hold it. And these past few classes, I've been able to hold 6 minutes, 12 minutes, all at a steady pace. So nothing crazy, no pushes, just base pace. So I was putting that into play when I did the 5K today. And yes, I took some walking recoveries, but I don't feel at any point I really surged in my pace. Now, having my Garmin watch on would have helped me look at that. But the reality is that really how I'm going to plan my future races? Not really. I mean, it all just depends on the elements on the day of the race, who's around me. I always identify someone as my quote-unquote target. So that person is going to be someone I try to keep pace with, or I'll go ahead of that person, or I might fall behind and that person surges ahead of me. And it's always a game of let's go ahead of each other. And then towards the end, When I see that finish line, I make a run for it. That is when I surge. That is when I do my all-out run to the finish line, past the finish line. So today was really great. It just felt really good. I was worried about my knee hurting, but I taped it up with K-tape and took my time, enjoyed the scenery, enjoyed the Halloween decorations, and it was wonderful. May have surged when I went downhill, but anyway, my other tip for you is don't take the water. This time it was actually Gatorade mixed with water. I've tried it once. It's really salty. I hated it. Maybe you'd like it. But the thing is, it's a 5K. It's not a half marathon. You don't really need to drink it. If your mouth is dry, you can sustain another 1.5 miles. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Don't be like me. I'm a mouth breather. So that's why my mouth is always dry. And that's why today I actually drank 3/4 of a bottle of water before the race, which I instantly regretted because I was probably going to get side stitch, which I didn't really feel until towards the end of the race. So coming up towards the end of the race, I was pretty much neck to neck with my target. And then the person who announced people crossing the finish line, she was really good. She had a megaphone. So when I was probably about maybe 0.1 miles away, I could hear her. She was saying, "I could see you guys turning the corner. Give it your best. You're almost there." And so I was pumped up. I was actually doing a quick walking recovery. But then I said, "Oh my goodness, I'm so close. Let me just finish this race." So I charged. I probably, I don't know, maybe went 7 or 8 miles per hour and went through the finish line. All the while in my head, I was thinking, please don't slip. Please don't trip. Just cross the finish line. Plus, there's a medal at the end. So you know me, I like to run for swag. I was already wearing the t-shirt. Kept me dry because it was raining. And then the medal was icing on the cake. It's a nice one too. So I'm really happy with my performance. And I looked at the clock and it said 37 something. I couldn't figure out the last two numbers. So I figured, oh, I probably finished in 38 minutes. The final time was 37:54. That is my best time this year. Probably my best time in 3 years. The last time I ran about 37 minutes was the Margarita 5K in Ridgefield, which is an evening run, but you're rewarded with a margarita. So that's fun. I'm looking forward to doing that again, maybe next year. So I've got my 5Ks completed. I may do a Thanksgiving turkey trot. We'll see. We'll see where I end up for Thanksgiving and I'll sign up for it. But I hope if you're thinking about a 5K, just know that it's doable. It may not be your best time the first time, second time, many times, but keep trying. And don't let your head mess you up. I think that's my problem. I just didn't look at how far I am on my watch. I didn't know what the pace was for the first, second, or third mile. I saw the signs saying where I was, first, second, and third mile, but I used that to determine how much farther I have. I did wear an analog watch today, but towards the end, I realized, wow, I can actually finish this in under 40 minutes. And so at that point, you know, fortunately, my mind didn't say, no, you're tired, don't do it. Instead, I just let my heart lead the way. My heart really wanted to finish in less than 40 minutes, and so I did. So my tips for your 5K, sign up ahead of time so you have a goal. On the day or the night before, you don't need to carb up or anything, but you just need to pick out your wardrobe. Find a shirt that you're going to be comfortable running in, I shouldn't have worn my race shirt. I picked an extra large. I don't even know why, but it was way too big for me, but it's fine. It was cold, so it kept me warm. Wear shorts if your legs get hot. I wore a capri, so I wore those because they were kind of waterproof, and I did feel the rain against me, but at no point in time were my legs wet. Find sneakers that you actually can run outside with. So I do have inside sneakers and outside sneakers, but this particular pair, I've been using inside, but I've also run outside with them before. So, and I wore them to class yesterday and I felt really comfortable in them, even walking around at work. So I figured this would be the best pair. And they were. So just make sure you have good shoes. I got the shin splints the last time I ran this race because I was wearing the wrong shoes. They didn't have adequate support. So make sure you've trained in those shoes before and run in those shoes before. The other piece of advice is, 1 year I did run a 5K where I thought the pants were comfortable, but as I started running, they were really loose. They started slipping off me. And so I spent half the race holding up my pants. Don't do that. So make sure you have comfortable gear. Make sure you set it out ahead of time. If you're going to wear a watch, just don't get overwhelmed by it. If you're super competitive and you want to win top three for the medals, well, I'm sure you have better tips than what I'm offering. If you're just starting out though, just have fun. It's going to be okay. You'll have many, many opportunities to overcome those mental hiccups. You'll have many opportunities to get stronger. So I know that I'm already a stronger 5K, I guess, racer than I've been in the past because I can still walk afterwards. I'm not sore. I'm not in pain. And realistically, I probably could have gone to an Orange Theory class afterwards, but I was told that's crazy, my knees would die. So yeah, I do want to preserve my knees, and don't think that you need to have music to run. Sometimes just enjoy the scenery. Just pick your target, run with it, support each other. I always just yell, hey, you got this, and move along. So I look forward to hearing about your 5K experiences. You can write me at Adalapa Positivity's Facebook page. You can call me, text me. You know how to find me. Till next time. Bye now.